What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show here with Coach Jason Simpson, UT Martin Skyhawks. Big games with North Alabama this week. Coach Simpson's here with me. You see him in the UTM Under Armour gear. Coach, good to talk to you again. How you doing, man?
Man, doing good. I tell you what, pretty day here in Martin. So always Tuesday practices are big work days for us. So getting ready to put the plan together.
Hey, Coach, talk about this past weekend's game against Houston Christian, man. Getting guys some playing time this week. You know, I was a nice win for you guys. So I know you think I got to clean up things, of course, but about just a experience this past weekend and what you want to build off of that game.
No, absolutely. You know, a couple things that were positive for us besides just winning the game. You know, you're trying to grow your team. We got a lot of new guys. But, you know, we had a big win the week before against Missouri State at home, right? So being able to bounce, come back to practice the next week, playing an opponent that we had beat, you know, pretty well last year. But I thought they were improved watching their tape versus Western Kentucky, you know, so to be able to, you know, get ourselves ready to play, put the needed work in, not skip any steps on the preparation. I thought that was growth of our football team. And then you get in the game and we learned some lessons from the week before. We got off to a really, you know, a good start, just like we had done the week before. So we were able to handle some success. We learned how to get to halftime and try to come out and control the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, which we did not do the week before. We ran a kickoff return back for a touchdown to, you know, kind of put the game away. So I thought we learned from that. And then, you know, a lot of young players got to play, you know, most of the third and fourth quarters. And so to not give up a touchdown, to still move the football and add some points onto it, guys just to get work and getting, you know, sometimes you win that game 60-20 because you give up a couple late touchdowns, okay? But it's still enough. You know, we only gave up to 7 points. So I was pleased for multiple things of young guys getting to play and still playing at a high standard.
And Coach Simpson, looking at you guys playing Georgia, of course, that's going to be tough. Anybody playing them is going to be tough. But seeing the improvement of your guys from Georgia to Missouri State to Houston Christian, but also seeing how your guys stacked up against those Georgia guys and saying this is where you want to get to and how it's done nutrition-wise, speed-wise, and size-wise.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it was a, you know, it's always a good measuring stick, okay? And there were some things that that I was proud of our guys for. I mean, you know, I think there was, we held them to 5-3 and outs in that Georgia game. You know, it was 17-0 at halftime. So I thought our defense really competed. You know, the second half, we were able to put a 12-play drive together and get on the board. So that was encouraging. You know, that was a game to where you really can't really drop back and for us and really push the ball down the field because of their pass rush. And, you know, but from a run game standpoint, I thought we did some things. You know, you're never happy, you know, losing a game. Would we lose 48-7 or something? You're never, you know, you're never pleased with that, right? You're still a competitor. But as you continue to grow your football team, there were some positives that we were able to take out of that that led in these last 2 weeks' wins.
And Coach Simpson, let's watch it from afar, watching, looking back at the games. I'm seeing this preparation you guys did in the winter and the spring and summer camp and some fall camp. It's really showing up. I feel like your guys, even though that first game was not what you wanted, they were prepared. They were locked in. They was doing an assignment for right away, Missouri State, improving off that game, coming out of that Georgia game, and then last week it clicking for you. So I feel like seeing what you guys done the first weeks of the year, I see what you've done in the offseason. It's been a lot of work you've been putting down. Your guys are showing it on the field.
Well, I tell you what, we've got a good combination. You know, we won back-to-back conference championships, okay? But we had some good players, and we had some six-year guys that had been here a long time, right, that had been with me almost a decade. You know, Colton Dow was a draft pick playing for the Tennessee Titans. Dresser Nguyen, our quarterback, you know, stayed in camp, you know, all the way through preseason with the Los Angeles Rams, and he was a six-year guy. So, you know, we've got 11 new guys on offense that are playing in a role. And that's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of experience that had to be replaced. Okay. So we're still coming along offensively. But, you know, there's a lot of returning players on defense, and those guys know our expectations and the standards with how we want to practice. And we know we kind of have a say in around here. You know, those guys know what it's supposed to sound like in the locker room and the practice field, know what it's supposed to look like. So they've done a nice job, you know, with the new players come in here, you know, with this expectations, but it's still new, you know, new to them. So we're starting to figure that out a little bit better with the new quarterback. Kincaid Dent's only been with us since July, you know, so there's a lot of things that, you know, that he's having to translate from the Ole Miss offense to our offense. So, you know, we'll hopefully, you know, I think we've still got some, you know, improvement we can do, and maybe we'll play some better football going forward.
Yeah, talk about Kincaid a little bit more, Coach Simpson. I think he's going through his reads. I saw him kind of feeling comfortable more and more going through his reads. So are you saying it seems to me like he's decisive way he wants to go on film to me. But how are you seeing him every day in practice and in meeting rooms and in quarterback room getting better every day?
Well, you know, first of all, he's I enjoy being around him, you know. And I don't care if you've played at, you know, Ole Miss for 4 years, okay. If you haven't actually – you know, been the guy taking the snaps, right? And they've had good quarterbacks, okay? This is still, it's, you know, it's been 4 years since he started a football game, since high school. And there still is learning curves. You may know it in the meeting room, right? But until the ball is in your hands and you're having to react in a game type situation, you know, it's still all new. So, you know, I've seen some growth from that standpoint. I've seen some growth from the translation of the different languages of the offense, you know, which you try to speed it up as much as you can, but, you know, there's only so many hours in the day. And so, but we need him to play well. He's our quarterback, and we're riding with him.
Coach, you said a mouthful that I think fans don't understand that when you change offenses, like speaking French to English or Spanish to English, because it's a whole different world. Like a dig route might mean smash or something else, and you're off. Like people don't understand that. Hey, you just offense. It's a different language you're trying to process in your head.
No, you're right, and especially in our style of offense. I mean, everything goes through the quarterback, you know, for the most part. And you know, there's some things that we're trying to soften up for him. You know, but you're right. It's like, you know, speaking Spanish, and then now you got to speak English, or vice versa. And so there's some things he's having to translate in his head. Hey, Ole Miss, it was called this, but you know, Coach Simpson doesn't call it that. So I've got to learn this. So no, it is. And you're trying to do all that with the pass rush or blitzes coming to get you and knowing where your eyes have to go. So, you know, I just give an example this past week, you know, think about this too. You signaled in the plays. Okay. And I don't even know our signals. Okay. I pay other guys to do that. I've got, and they're good at it, but you know, that's a whole new set of probably 300 signals. Okay. And we were trying to freeze it to get a look at the defense. And, you know, he thought it was another signal, which we would never, ever run out of that personnel and that formation. Okay. And so he, you know, he said something else different and we wasted a play. We snapped the ball. And once he called it, he realized, I had the wrong signal. So, you know, and your past quarterbacks would have known, you know, no, I must have misread that one because we don't run that play out of that formation. So those are things that the learning curve that we're trying to help him with.
You know, it's helping a lot, Coach, is Sam Franklin, Coach. Talk about his impact on the ground and what he's meant to your offense.
Yeah, he's a good player. I'm real proud of him. He's worked really hard. You know, last year he had a good season, backing up another back we had that had 1,000 yards. And so, you know, he's worked really hard from the standpoint of, you know, sometimes you think it's just running the ball, right? Well, that's part of it, right? You don't want to take the instincts. You can only do so many bag drills. You can only do so many, you know, getting your pads down and stuff. Eventually a back has to, you know, God's blessed them a certain way to run the football. But what I'm proud of Sam is that last year, you know, he did just run. Okay. And didn't always have the right steps. And sometimes when you kind of get in the flow of a game and you're not taking the right steps and your eyes don't go to the right place and you don't know exactly how the play is blocked. You know, sometimes you take a 7-yard gain and you've turned it into a 3-yard gain. Okay, because of you're not being patient and those things. So he's really took that to heart. He's worked hard with that. I'm proud of him. Okay, and he'll tell you that, you know, on Sundays he'll text me and say, "What time's is the coaching staff watching tape?" You know, and he comes in there and sits with us. And if a player's going to give me their time, you know, then we're going to accommodate them. And because that's their off day is on Sunday. And so real proud of Sam and his growth and his striving to try to be the best player he can be.
And Coach Simpson, I'm really happy seeing your defense flying around, Coach. I really enjoyed it. I'm an offensive guy by trade myself, but I see the defense flying around like you guys were, man. That's make you happy seeing your guys really to lock in, tune in, and flying around, hustling to that ball.
No, you're right about that. You know, our defense coordinator, we got a new defense coordinator. Chris Polizzi had been our coordinator for the past 2 or 3 years, and Tulsa hired him late in the spring. So we made the transition, promoted Brandon Butcher, who was on staff. So, you know, he's taken, you know, the verbiage in the defense that we had last year, and he's added a lot to it, you know, played some more, you know, more safety coverage, instead of always split coverage, a middle of field close coverage, and added some more to it, you know. But what I'm pleased with is that, you know, last year we got 28 turnovers on defense, okay? And that was in top 2 or 3 in the country in FCS football. You know, we had 4 the other night. I think we got 1 last week. So we got 5 after 3 games. He's brought a good mindset to our defense, and our kids have responded. And, you know, we'll need them again this week.
100%, Coach. You know, Alabama, what about that matchup, Coach? What are you saying for those guys on film? And what do you have to be really prepared for this week as you go down there and go to Florence and play those guys down there on their home field, man?
No, I'll tell you, been impressed with them, and that's not coach speak. I mean, just look at the numbers, analyze the numbers, okay? They're 2-2, but a very difficult, schedule. Mercer, Chattanooga, Texas, Tarleton State, and Tennessee Tech, okay? That's a tough four games. They played week 0, so that's why we played 3 and they played 4. Lost 17-7 to Mercer in the little kickoff classic. Mercer's a ranked team, all right? And that's a game they probably look at and say, hey, if we'd have done a couple things a little better, maybe we win that one. They beat Chattanooga at home, who's still ranked in the top 25. So, you know, that's a big win for them. They go play Tarleton State out of Southland, who's trying to make a transition. You know, haven't hit the fact that they are committed and want to make the transition to an FBS. Have a lead. I believe at one time it was 28-7, I believe. Then North Alabama was up, and then they were up 28-17 at half, and ended up second half didn't go real well, and they got beat 50-something to 31 or whatever. And then this past week, go play a conference opponent of ours, Tennessee Tech, on the road, and beat them 20-7. So, I mean, they're a good football team. Very easy. It could be 3-1, 4-0. Schematically, they want to run their quarterback, add him in the run game. So you play 11 on 11. It's a lot of different schemes, a lot of their head coach is in the Gus Malzahn tree and does a really good job, makes it difficult to defend. You know, defensively, they, you know, it's a four down front, but their safeties are heavily involved in the run fits, and they challenge you with their corners, and there's no easy throws. So you have to earn every yard that you get this week.
And Coach, since let's get Coach Kim Simpson about recruiting in Georgia, man. I see some Georgia guys on your roster. But how important is getting down to Georgia and get some of that talent from UT Martin and play for you, man, and those Skyhawks?
Man, we'll take all we can get. No doubt about it. It's really good football. We've added Sean Hardy, who was a transfer from Nebraska, that's out of Georgia, the state of Georgia. Our most heralded defensive player, Dalen Dotson, is from Savannah, Georgia, and he's having another really good year. It's kind of funny. I think we probably got about 10, 15 players from the state of Georgia that they take a lot of pride being from that state. You'll hear the kids start fussing about, which state plays the best high school football. And those Georgia guys, take a lot of pride and they kind of laugh at the other states and, tell them y'all just don't understand. So that's good to see the pride that they have in their home state.
No doubt. Coach Simpson, man, I'll tell you what, man, I was good to chat with you again, man. Best of luck to you this week in Florence, man. Keep up the great work up there at Martin, man. You hell of a guy, job, hell of a guy. You should be in the Hall of Fame OVC one of these days, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. And, Martin made is kind of the way we live around here. So get ready to go play a tough team this week.
See you, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
See you, man.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.